So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Got a COVID or a mask question? 312-981-7200. Dr. Geraldine Luna joins us. She's the medical director of the COVID-19 group from Chicago Department of Public Health. And so we're happy to have you with us, Dr. Luna. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me. Very excited.
I'm excited, too. You know, it was an exciting day yesterday, exciting couple of days. We keep hearing about reopenings, the new things that you can do, the festivals, the Lollapaloozas, the Navy Pier. Neighborhood festivals are back, a lot of them. So we keep, every day that goes by, we seem to get these new, you know, kind of new information about what's going to be open. I think one of the things, though, that would help us all, though, here, Dr. Luna, is just to sort of clarify the mask rules for the city, because I know the state came out a couple days ago and said, okay, we're in line with CDC. The mayor said she needed a little clarification, and then yesterday had an announcement. Can you just sort of kind of break it down for us, please?
Sure. So the masking is no longer a mandate. And this is important to know the difference between a mandate and still recommendations, because the city still recommends that people that are not vaccinated, especially indoors or outdoors, always protect themselves, protect others using masks. But it's no longer going to be enforced. It's expected that people that are fully vaccinated are the ones who are taking off their masks. And there are certain places, like public places, where congregations happen, and it's highly, highly recommended that even if you're fully vaccinated, you wear your mask. And we're talking about public buildings. We're talking about traveling. We're talking about any congregated settings to wear your mask, like going to incarcerated places or where we see a lot of congregations. So it's like a lot of judgment on that call. And for the businesses, we're leaving up to the discretion of businesses and owners to enforce a masking within their organizations or their facilities, but we cannot impose mandates to individuals at this point. It is a CDC recommendation, and as you know, we have always like abide and always personalize any of the recommendations CDC to best serve the public here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I hear you on that, and that helps just to sort of clarify what the policy is. I know a lot of people are just here, and businesses have different rules, and that's totally their prerogative, right? They can choose to say that you have to wear a mask in order to walk into a business. Isn't that right?
Exactly. And we're always asking individuals, like, let's do the right thing. I mean, if you're not vaccinated, why not get vaccinated? This is the best chance to get vaccinated. We're sitting on vaccines, like, literally. We have so many vaccines and the public needing to get vaccinated, but yet we don't see that pairing. So the demands are way lower than the supplies that we have at this point, which is a shift where we were mm-hmm. and where we're at. So given the fact that we're moving into summer, so many activities, Lollapalooza, it's one of them, and so many things. Camps are open now, and a lot of fun stuff coming in Chicago. Why not protect ourselves? Children now are eligible 12 years and over to get their vaccines. And this is important because these communities are communities. It's where the Latinx communities, African-American communities is where we see the highest cases of COVID right now. And it's where the vaccination rates are the lowest.
Yeah.
So it's up to us. I mean, we have, you can call right now, 312-746-4835. And if you have 55 people or more, we will automatically host a vaccination site.
How
we have
about
a clinic, mobile units. Yeah. And there's so many activities happening to get vaccinated in family. We're like encouraging people go hand in hand with family members, get all vaccinated, protect our children. It's the right thing to do. We give all these vaccinations to children and have ended pandemics and endemics in the past. But in COVID-19 is no different. It's more transmissible than the virus that we have seen in the history that so far. And why not do the right thing, vaccinate, protect the ones that we love, protect our communities?
Yeah, I hear you. So that's an interesting point. If you're doing like a block party or like anything like that, you can, if 50 or more, you can get like a mobile clinic. Is that what you're saying? To come right out to your event, your neighborhood.
Yes. We were initially like encouraging 65 individuals waiting to get vaccinated. We're more than happy to host, bring those vaccines, support in any way we can, bring those mobile units. We have the vax bus, everything that we coordinate. You just have to call the city. We're there for you. We have our clinic still working full 7 days a week. All our clinics in the city, we encourage calling this number, finding out where is the closest, go in family. And now that we're preparing for the summer, Lollapalooza is an excellent example. And all the fun that we will have there, we're encouraging people, people that are vaccinated can go in. There's freebies. There's a lot of goodies coming. Maybe free tickets, a lot to come, a lot of information to come. But if you're not vaccinated, then they will be requesting a testing, COVID-19 testing, a negative test, every single day that you go there. So it is important to take those steps and plan, because if you're going to do Pfizer, it takes like 6 to 8 weeks to get you fully vaccinated. If you're going to do J&J, it's only 2 weeks to get fully vaccinated. So you just step up and own it. I mean, you deserve to be protected.
All right. Did I hear free tickets there? Now, would that be the 4-day pass or the single day pass? It's hypothetically, because I guess it hasn't been announced yet. But what would you be giving out?
It hasn't been announced. And yes, but this is a teaser out there. We heard that more to come. It's incredible, all the bands that are coming. It's going to be a very fun event to bring family together. And the most important thing, bringing out to the community, the important point of vaccination. We want to come back to normal, to having our normalcy back and hugging each other, celebrating, socializing, which has been like in high demand, but we haven't been ever to do so. And a lot of mental issues and a lot of things happening around COVID and the devastations that we have suffered. So this is the time to change history, the narrative. This whole year and a half has been so long, if you see all the things that we have lost, including human life, families without family members that just went before their time. So let's do the right thing, vaccinate ourselves, protect ourselves and the people that we love.
You're right about that return to normal and that feeling that many of us are starting to feel already. Buckingham Fountain, by the way, gets turned back on this Saturday after being over a year, I think, without or more than that. They didn't turn it on last year, I'm told, because of the danger of people gathering, I think. I'm not sure why, but this is what they're doing this weekend. It's going back on, yet another sign of that normal. Let's get a couple of listener questions in here, if we can, Dr. Luna. 612, can I still spread COVID if I'm vaccinated? It's an important question. It's been answered before, but I think we need to hear it again. Let's hear it.
Yes. So the important thing is that if you're vaccinated, but people in your family are not, there's always a recommendation to wear masks, as opposed to if everybody's vaccinated, you don't really need to wear a mask. You can not social distance, do the things that you do, hug each other, bring people to close proximity to you. But it is important that you still have that capacity to spread the disease, even vaccinated. So that's why bringing down the viral load, like when we vaccinate places that are highly vaccinated, you can see that the COVID index is very low. And the chances of getting COVID, even if vaccinated and propagating COVID, is very low. So that's the reason, asking all of us to get vaccinated and bring that group immunity, also called herd immunity.
Right. That's how we've heard it as well. 630, I'm vaccinated. What if you still get COVID? What's the diagnosis for long hauler repercussions? I mean, I guess we know that severe symptoms are probably highly unlikely, but long hauler repercussions, what about those?
Yes, and this is important, Anna. Like, this is the thing with COVID-19, when severe presentations are one of the faces that individuals happen to suffer when they're diseased with COVID, you never know what the sequelae is, long-term effects of having or long-term effects of COVID-19 in your body. So depends on the presentation and the degree of inflammation and scar tissue left behind is that you see the long-term side effects. Developing chronic conditions, we have seen people that have been affected in their brain tissue and they develop dementia or have been affected in their lungs, needing a respirator or eventually lung transplant. And the same thing with the heart and the kidneys, needing eventually dialysis because this new complication and now a development of chronic condition or even taking your life, because we know the mortality of COVID-19 and severe presentations is very high. So we don't know the type of presentation we will get when fighting COVID-19 off your body. It is important to understand and consider vaccination.
Mm-hmm. Another question here, 773. My wife and I had COVID together early February. We had recent antibody screens. The levels were good, strong, so we thought we would wait on the vaccine. However, our family doc said, advise me, we will be better protected by getting the vaccine. Would you go ahead and get it? What would you advise there?
Yes. At some point, CDC was having, recommended if you have suffered from COVID, a 90-day window to get vaccination. But that was one we had. All these limitations and all this scarcity with the vaccine. But knowing now that we have of the vaccine, we recommend, highly recommend, to vaccinate because of the variants. So one type of COVID that you already suffer, it doesn't mean it immunizes you against other type of COVID, like the variants and mutations that we have seen that are more transmissible, more lethal. So we know for sure the vaccines in these clinical trials with Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson do protect against those variants based on sequencing. So it's the best way to go and protect yourself against any type of COVID. It's getting vaccinated.
Dr. Lunick, final question. This one's about children. 630, my son's 11, but he's 5'5 and 150 pounds. Why is the 12-year age the cutoff? Perhaps we can talk about the outlook for vaccinating those under 12. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, when clinical trials have certain group and certain ages included, The recommendation goes on the findings on those groups. So this group that recently has been eligible to get the vaccine were 12 years and over. It doesn't mean that probably your child won't be protected when 11 years old, but the clinical trial has improved such effectiveness. So that's the importance of following the recommendations. There is a great news because there's a new group coming 2 years and over with Pfizer vaccine. So we hope to have that sometime in September, right just there before school starts, and continue to offer the protection, which happens to be higher in children than even in adults with all these vaccines, especially the one that we have proven with Pfizer. So these are great news for vaccination.
It certainly is. Dr. Luna, we thank you for the time today. Thanks for answering the questions as well.
Thank you for having me, Anna.